My name's Mike Rowe.
And this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
These ribs are absolutely done.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
I'm going to sabotage your
equipment. I don't want any crap in it.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready
to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Unbelievable, the things people will give me the keys for.
On the prairie, asphalt roads take a beating.
Now we'll go get the broom tractor.
All right, off to step two.
And so do I, from Benny the Boss Man.
You did a driver's seat over there.
How many steps are there going to be today?
As we pave a new highway through Nebraska.
There's a cow.
And later.
No. No.
What do you do with a cross between a lion and a tiger?
Yeah.
I'll tell you after I change my pants.
God.
That's a stop sign. I'm holding it right here in the middle of Highway 2 somewhere in Nebraska. Chatting with Sandy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. Where am I precisely?
Well, you're east of Alliance and west of Antioch.
Well, there you go. And right in the middle of Highway 2, which I guess is being repaved today. How long has this highway been here? Do you have any idea?
A long, long time.
And your job in the scheme of things today is to, you know, hit them with a little slow, hit them with a little stop, regulate the traffic. So when I'm back there doing whatever it is I'm going to be doing, we won't be run over at all.
Safety and also for the public.
You basically are holding the fate of many people in your hand today. Depending on how you decide to orient this sign.
Sure am.
A lot of power.
Yeah, not really.
But you know, you're always the first people that, you know, the people come to. You're going down the road and you see road work. You're like, uh-oh, person with a sign, stop slow. And, I mean, you're right on the front line of this work. So I thought it would be good today, given the task at hand, to meet the person in the trenches.
Yeah, they get to meet us first.
Yeah. So do you smile? Do you give them a nod sometimes?
Is it smile, wave.
Wave.
So talk to them.
It's not just safety. You got a PR thing going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds great. Now, you know all these fellas back here?
Pretty much all of them.
Who should I be asking for? Who's the big cheese, the top dog, the head honcho?
Ben is.
Ben. Okay. Does he have a lieutenant? Second?
He's got Dick that's over him.
Dick's over here. Ben?
Yeah. He's at the plant.
Mm-hmm.
You have Terry that runs the paver.
Yep.
Tad that runs the screener. Irene, she does front roller. Karen does second roller. Big wide crew.
Big white crew?
Big wide.
Oh.
Big crew.
Big crew. Let's go meet the big crew. I'm going to relinquish the sign to you. Do what you have to do to the traffic, and we'll try not to get run over.
That'd be a good idea.
You're not Benny. You Benny?
Right there.
Benny. Mike,
how you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Fine.
Good. With your permission, I would love to learn as much as you can teach me today about whatever it is we're going to be doing on Highway 2.
All right, the first thing we're going to do is take that header out right there.
The header?
The header is right here. This is the header. We put that in every night when we get done so we don't have a straight up and down vertical bump.
No, this thing?
Yeah, this right here.
Why don't you want a straight up and down vertical bump?
Because traffic will hit it.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so this is called a header.
That's the header.
You're going to pull it up with that.
You're going to pull it up with that.
And you'll be with me to instruct. That's an old Caterpillar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How old?
It's about 40 years old, I think. You're probably an old pro at this anyhow, ain't you?
Oh, right. Yeah.
There you go.
Unbelievable. I'm actually out on a highway operating a bulldozer. In traffic. Man, if these drivers only knew.
Okay, now I'm gonna get off. I'm gonna have you tilt your bucket.
All right.
We're gonna get under that wedge we put in there.
All right.
All right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The things people will give me the keys for.
When I do this, that means turn your bucket down. Okay, now put a little pressure down on it.
Feels like I'm doing something. We good?
Might have to back up a little more and get over. Guys got any shovels?
Ben runs a tight ship. His crew knows their job, and they're quick to get it done.
I think I'm on the right end of the work this time.
Now you back up and you dump it in that dump truck.
Got it.
In this case, picking up where they left off yesterday and starting with a clean surface is important if the new asphalt is to adhere to the road.
Now we'll go get the broom tractor.
The broom tractor. How many steps are there going to be today? As best you can figure.
Well, you got one done. The second one is a broom. The third one is a shoot oil on it. And then you got to get the broom tractor again and sweep that oil around so it's even. And then we wait for the asphalt and then roll.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been here 40 years, but I'm not here, but it's 40 years or so.
All in Nebraska or all over?
No, in Nebraska.
How many roads in Nebraska haven't you worked on, I wonder? You must drive around this state. You've been fixing all of them.
Yeah, I can drive about anywhere in Nebraska and drive on a road I've worked on.
That's my road. I love it. All right, off to step two. This is the sweeper?
That's the sweeper.
And with the sweeper, I learned one thing about Benny. His training sessions are fast.
This here turns the broom. This here one turns it on.
It sweeps away or toward you? It must sweep this way.
Yeah. This here, this lever here, this lets it down.
Right.
So, and when you turn it on, make sure the engine is on an idle. So when you, if it's on a high speed idle, and you turn it on, it'll break the shaft sometimes on the broom. Then we're done. Here's your shifter. This is reverse. See it right here?
Yeah.
Reverse, low. And you want it in low.
Okay.
And in four.
Is this a clutch?
That's the clutch. These are brakes. Now, I could get up there, or you could sit on my lap, but we ain't going to do that.
No, it's not that kind of show, Ben.
Okay.
I appreciate the sentiment, but...
Okay.
Maybe in our final episode. Maybe this will be the final episode.
Of course, it would be fine if I knew what I was doing. So, in full disclosure, I made it known.
I don't believe I've ever been on one of these before, Ben. This is a new one.
Ben didn't seem to make no mind.
Now you want to turn your broom this way. Oh, step on your clutch.
Step on the clutch. There we go.
Clutch. The broom's on.
Hold on.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, in there.
You don't mess with that anymore.
Double.
You mess with that lever
there. Oh, that's that guy.
There.
Oh, gotta go easy.
Come over this way. Keep it this way. Back up. Do another pass. You've got to go forward now. You're going to go reverse. There you go. Right there.
Now, brushing and flossing has never been my strong suit. And certainly never twice a day. However, as they say, first time for everything.
Now you can pick it up and you can take it over there and park it.
If you hadn't noticed it yet, Ben's pace does not come with a pause button.
You turn the key off, yep.
However, for the great state of Nebraska...
You can get into the tack truck.
I'll take my lumps.
Get in the seat, driver's seat over there, and I'll show you how to do that. Over, and there you go. Pull her out on the road.
The tack truck carries a load of oil, which, when applied, acts like a glue to help the asphalt attach.
Okay, now we're going to lower a wing.
So what's going to come out of the back of this thing?
Oil, tack oil. And it's electrified with water, and the water molecules surrounds the oil molecules. And when the water evaporates, you got oil left. It's environment safe.
Right.
That's why we use it.
Gotcha.
It all seemed appropriate because everyone knows after every brushing, you need a good rinse.
My goal is to keep that right on the ridge.
Yeah, right on the center of the old and the new road that we laid by.
And they pick this moment to let the traffic go too. That makes it extra exciting for me.
Yeah, you cannot shoot tack while traffic is going by you because it's stuck fog so much.
Yeah,
it just gets all over vehicles.
So should I wait for this traffic?
Yes.
Well, let's do that then.
Get going.
Hang on, Ben. In 3, 2, and 1. We squirting?
Yeah.
Hot dog. Yes, we are.
Okay, shut her off. Just put that. There you go. Now, press this button and pull that arm up. There it's coming up. Then we'll go get the broom.
And do it again. Now, though, the broom's going to be blowing all that.
Yeah.
I got it.
That's nasty.
Coming coming up.
Pick your broom up.
When I'm not destroying equipment.
Oh, boy.
Or making a mess.
Oh, jeez.
You can find me stepping in someone's work.
Is that bad to walk on?
Not good.
Not.
And later, when you hassle a carnivore.
Easy.
You gotta watch your back and your front.
I'm sorry, man, but I got my whole vulnerable side going on.
Okay, it's quiz time. You all know Dan Eggerman. Dan shoots our behind-the-scenes stuff, and today he's agreed to test his knowledge on the subject at hand, which, of course, is the business of making roads. That business is happening behind us. Dave is Dave's collecting grasshoppers right now, because every time Dan gets answers wrong, he's going to have to eat one, and the grasshoppers are everywhere. You up for this? Good man. Which ancient civilization was first to build roads with asphalt? This is a multiple choice. Was it A, Greek, B, Aztec, C, Chinese, or D, Babylonian?
Aztec.
The correct answer is Babylonian. In 625 BC, the first known asphalt road. Dave, do you have any grasshoppers? All right.
All right, ready? Okay. Ah, that's it.
How you feeling? Imagine being a grasshopper and seeing Barsky reaching in for you. Yeah, see, there you go, with the screaming, too.
The minute we laid down a layer of oil, it was time to hop on the sweeper again.
Okay, go back on your broom.
I don't know where I was looking or what I was thinking, but for some unknown reason, I drove the sweeper right into the grass.
Pick your broom up!
I think I better back up.
Move that truck out of the road so we ain't getting tack all over it. Pick your broom up a little more, Mike. There you go. When you, I want you to come over here on the shoulder, because we're gonna have to turn this broom on first to get all the dirt off of it. You got a lot of dirt on that for dragging it into dirt.
Yeah.
Watch out, watch out.
As the sweeper spun the dirt and grass into a hurricane of debris, the thought occurred to me, the oil is next.
Stuff gonna come flying back in this direction?
Yes, it is.
Should I have some sort of safety glasses on?
No, just shut your eyes. This is dirty jobs.
Yes, sir.
Stay over that way.
You got it.
Watch out, boys, you'll get oil all over you. Move.
From my vantage point, I had a front row seat for the oil shower.
Okay, now you can take it over there and park it.
Got it. Make it a left, guys. Make it a left.
I'm not sure if it was the direction of the wind or what, but I fared pretty well. The crew, on the other hand.
Looks like you got a decent shot.
Or after we get here, we have to pop some microphones on the guy.
Sorry to,
yeah, what happened?
Some days you're the windshield.
You're supposed to look like this.
Some days you're the bug. Okay, doctor.
Now we're going to lay asphalt now.
Okay, that's going to happen with that thing.
Yes. They're going to back a truck up.
Uh-huh. So there's stuff in the back of that truck.
It's 350 degrees.
Hot.
Hot.
And that comes out in what's called a belly dump, which
yes.
means in the middle of the truck, it just dumps.
That'll pick it up.
Why wouldn't you take the stuff in the back of that truck and simply put it in this truck to start with?
Because that's how you get it to the laydown machine.
I'm sure there's a good reason for it, but the bottom line is that the asphalt gets dumped by one truck, then picked up by another machine, then laid down by the same machine that picked it up. Sounds like my love life.
Okay, Mike.
Yep.
There's a open button.
Yep.
And a closed button.
Seems simple.
Okay. You got to be real fast on these buttons.
All right.
So it, when you open it, it don't all come out at one time.
So how quick after the open do I hit the close?
Just like that.
That's pretty quick. That's a belly dump. Now
that's
he moves up,
dump.
We do it again.
Okay. Right here's your button. It's open, that bottom's closed, top open. Okay,
right.
Now open it up. That's it. Oh!
Too much.
Push, push, push hard. Push hard and leave it in. Leave it in. Oh, boy.
Now, once the asphalt was poured, I finally understood what caused Manny to be the taskmaster that he is.
Slow down!
You see, once the mixture is on the ground, there's a ticking clock that goes into effect. The crew had 15 minutes to get it poured, laid down, and rolled.
Okay, now we're going to have to stop because we don't want it to let get too cool.
Right.
We'll go back to the laydown machine.
This frantic pace put our crew in a predicament.
Watch out for traffic.
There's a lot going on right now. A lot going on. We just might pave an audio guy before the day's over.
Because there's no time to set up shots, clean lenses, or load tapes. It all had to be done on the fly.
Oh, jeez. That could have been bad.
And Amber composed a sophisticated leapfrog effect with our production vehicles, constantly moving and parking them in order to keep our supplies at the ready. This worked swimmingly well until she locked the keys in the car.
I locked myself out of the car during the leapfrog expedition. Tapes are in there.
Now what are we doing?
I've got a guy just come and help me get in. We're going to break in.
Can you see the keys inside the car?
Right there.
While Amber attempted to save her job, we tried to keep up with the road crew and hope we didn't need to change tapes anytime soon. The key to a smooth road is a series of adjustments made to produce the exact depth and density of the asphalt.
You got some asphalt in the way.
What's your name?
Tad.
Tad. Is that right? Right about there?
Yeah.
Levers, gauges, and switches located all over the machine all take part in getting it just right.
All right, I'm going out.
Through trial and error, the road was looking pretty good. Amber, on the other hand.
And that should have done it.
Maximum density asphalt was developed by 1872. Some of the first roads to be tarred included Fifth Avenue in New York City in 1872 and Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. in 1877. Currently, nearly 2 million miles of roadway is surfaced with asphalt.
Dan, which of the following cannot be used in making asphalt pavement? Is it rubber from old tires, old asphalt pavement, yard waste, or factory reject roof shingles?
Rubber.
No, the correct answer is yard waste. Bring me one of those grasshoppers, would you?
It's gonna jump.
That's okay if it jumps.
Oh, you can feed it to him.
Bite. There.
Chew it up.
It's not that bad.
You want it? Yeah.
It tastes like grass.
He says it's not that bad and it tastes like grass. We need bigger ones.
Well, we actually did turn the corner I was talking about earlier because, incredibly, they asked me to run the paver.
You stand here. You just tell me what to do.
Oh, okay. And tell him when I say, whoa, he stops.
Here's your speed control.
Yep.
We'll start off slow. These are the feeder controls to keep the mix in your wings. We'll put those on auto. Everything's going to work on its own.
Great.
This puts the screen down and raises it up. Here's your throttle.
All right.
So we're ready to go. Your loader's on.
While it may not look like we're moving very fast, believe me, a lot is getting done. In fact, this crew lays down 300 tons of road per hour. On a good day, they can lay 4 or 5 miles of road, accounting for up to 3,000 tons. That's called hauling asphalt.
You get the idea? You dump, you flatten it. You dump it, you flatten it. Then they're going to come in and roll it.
And while I was enjoying the ride, I couldn't help but notice all the scurrying around behind me. So, as Terry took over, I hopped down to say hello to my new friend, Tad.
Is that bad to walk on?
Yeah, not good.
Not They didn't tell me that.
See, now you're leaving a hole in the mat. Now we got to shovel it in to make
Now what do we do?
Get some shovel.
We may have walked in the asphalt a little. All right, good.
While Tad gets ready to fix my mistake, to make every minute count, Ben has me line up a truck for another dump.
Okay. Your job to stop him.
You got it.
Make sure he gets on. See, he's getting way off, so you got to get him moving this way. Point this way. Just don't let him back into that.
As stated before, when mistakes are made, like my perfectly placed footprint, corrections happen while it all keeps barreling down the highway. Dad didn't have time to show me how to fix it, so he just did it himself.
Something about a shovel.
This may not have been the best time to ask Tad if I could play with his equipment, but what the heck?
Tad, permission to come aboard.
Come on.
It's all right to walk on it?
Yeah, come around that. Bad end right there. There you go.
Thank you. All right. What the heck do you do, man?
Screed operator.
Swing operator.
Screed. This is the screed. That's the paver, and this is the screed.
S-C-R-E-D.
Yep.
Screed. All right. How's it work?
This is where you get your smoothness of your road from this machine.
But you seem to be running constantly doing stuff.
Yeah, you always want to check. You can only have it so deep.
A screed is a flat piece underneath the machine that skins the top surface of the road, making it smooth. This, too, is adjusted to ensure the road is not too thick or too thin.
You see this right here? I'm way too far out. Take this button and bump it in so it's like a half an inch of width. Keep going. About right there. That's always going to change, so you constantly got to keep an eye on it. Especially with the slope, this road goes up and down so much.
Yeah.
This will raise and lower. Like now, it's a little too high.
The reason for your job is because roads don't get built on perfectly flat surfaces. You guys are constantly hills, turns, and everything else.
Sometimes it's pretty easy, but sometimes you really got to pay attention to what's going on, especially a road like this.
A really windy road is like your nightmare.
It truly is an amazingly intricate machine. And while it can make finite adjustments in the depth and width of the road, it's Tad's job to constantly monitor the road and tell the machine what to do. As long as he's there to do the job, that is. Unfortunately, something is snapped on the side, and since there's no stopping, Benny and Tad set up to repair it while paving.
Pull it out on the back. Out the ski.
Oh.
What broke, Ben? What broke?
It goes through here and goes and has another pipe that's welded there, and the pin goes and it broke off.
So your arm basically swinging free.
Yeah. But I don't want to stay on there.
That doesn't look like factory specification.
Yeah.
So now we got to improvise.
Hey guys, Benny's improvising.
With all the drama, the right side of the road needed attention.
Go check your edge, Mike.
Putting me in charge is always a risky move, especially when I have no idea what I'm doing.
The slope all right? Slope okay?
Lucky for Nebraskans everywhere, the machine was doing a fine job of layering the sweltering 350-degree asphalt into a finely paved piece of art while Amber was in her own sweaty, burning hell.
The keys, do you see the keys? They're right up there.
They're in the visor.
Put the keys in an excellent spot. That visor, I was able to hook them off the visor.
Thank you. Get into it.
Coming up.
We're in a hurry.
If I wasn't moving so fast.
Pull that hose out of there. Stick it in there and hold on tight.
I'd be making snappy comments right now.
I think we're full.
What percentage of the roads in America would you say are paved with asphalt? 94%? 50%? 70%? Or would you say less than 40%?
I want to say more than 50. I want to say about 70.
About 70?
Yeah, 70.
How did you do on tests when you were in school?
I don't really remember.
Not much of a test taker?
No.
The answer is 94%. dead wrong on that one too, Dan. 94% of all the roads in the country are paved with asphalt. I believe that's three wrong, pretty much right in a row.
Don't remember that either.
Yeah, Dave, if you have a couple grasshoppers, if you could bring them over and jam them down Dan's throat, that would be great. So this will bring this dirty mind-bender to an end. Dan has lost not once or twice, but three times. This time he's going to pay the ultimate price. Three grasshoppers in the mouth simultaneously. You'll chew them up and you'll swallow them.
All right, ready? Go. Oh, might have been some grass in there. Sorry.
Just keep shoving them in.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be easier if he swallows them all at once. That's good.
Oh.
Yep. Consequences are important. You know, too many game shows today don't really have anything for the loser. They focus on what the winner gets, and we try and put a twist on that.
That's four.
And like,
it's three. Well, that's three.
This one's already dead.
Mm-mm.
You chew with your mouth shut. You know? Yeah? Check, Dan.
Nice work. Good.
Well, there it is. Next time you're in Nebraska walking down a lonely road, enjoy a grasshopper. Get smart.
Meanwhile, back at the Screed.
See how that got off track there?
With the repair complete, Tad was back, which was good, because in addition to depth and thickness, Tad also has to monitor the slope. Slope is important for water runoff, and he has to maintain a 2% grade.
But this road changes so much, it's hard to get your 2%.
Right.
Because you're always taking it up or down. What you do is come up here. This is set at 2%.
Right.
Set this down. See, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
If this were a math problem, it would basically be about this long and be full of, like, X's and Y's and variables. The goal is to keep the road at a 2% grade. But, of course, the landscape is turning and dipping up and down. And the asphalt's coming out at a varying rate of speed. And you got these extenders, and you've got these slope boxes, and you've got this auger. And it all has to be constantly manipulated to get that basic thickness as close as you can to 2% all of the time. It's essentially impossible, so you're constantly, endlessly correcting and adjusting.
It's enough to make your head explode. And since I'd already made enough of a mess, I turned my sights to what was rolling up behind us.
Who's driving a roller?
You got Irene's the front roller, Karen's the middle roller, and Elida's the finish roller at the end.
So you got three girls doing a rolling?
Yeah, they're doing the rolling.
I love it. You're Karen?
Karen, hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm going to fill up right here.
Karen runs one of the rollers, and we're waiting for water?
I'm getting some water. Gotta have water, otherwise it's hot and it sticks to my drum. It's kind of like rolling dough without flour.
I wouldn't know. I avoid the kitchen, Karen, just as a matter of
me
policy.
Too.
So he's going to put water in here.
Yep.
And then we're on.
Front tank, back tank.
Why don't you boss me around? I'll do it.
Okay. Pull that hose out of there. Stick it in there and hold on tight, because it's going to...
Stick the hose in the hole and hold on.
Yep.
Date night.
Okay, now we'll go up and fill the front one.
Okie dokie. I think we're full.
We'll let Dick put that away.
Dick puts it away because we're in a hurry?
We're in a hurry.
All right. Guys, you better get up there because Karen's in a hurry and she ain't waiting.
The roller is designed with a built-in vibration mechanism.
Kind of important to get all that air out of there.
The vibration actually pounds the air out of the asphalt.
So is that what's happening? You're getting the air out?
Taking the air out so that we have density. It has to be 92.5.
So how much does this thing weigh?
About 13 tons.
I'm on a roll.
Yes, you are.
So if you've ever wondered what it would look like to get run over by one of these beasts, let us indulge you.
So that
That's it. Back and forth, back and forth.
Back and forth.
And then you go back and forth for a bit.
Yep.
And then some more back and forth.
And so all day long, back and forth. I don't get very far.
13 hours a day?
13 hours a day.
I'll let you get back to work. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
I love it.
Great seeing you.
You too. She doesn't go fast, but she makes an impression.
The urgency was over and our duty was done, but the crew and I couldn't help but feel like failures in regard to our falsely high production standards. And so, to stroke our own pride back to its normally inflated place, we did what we do best. We set up four cameras and audio equipment for one shot to illustrate the heat level of a newly paved road.
Warm.
And that, my friends, is why we get the big bucks.
But I'll leave you with this. The numbers are absolutely mind-boggling. There's 3.9 million miles of highway in the country, 94% of which is paved with asphalt. These guys at Werner, they've got a contract for 865,000 tons of asphalt. It'll take them 8 months to spread that asphalt over 600 miles of Highway 2. That's why these guys work 70 hours a week. So the next time you're cruising along wherever it is you happen to be in the country and you see somebody like Sandy, you remember Sandy, right? From the very beginning? Yeah, standing there with a stop sign or a slow sign. Do her a favor. Stop. Or go slow. Depending on the sign. All right, then. That's my advice to you.
Coming up.
Can she smell the fear on me?
Probably.
I've always had a way with animals.
Ooh, somebody likes that. Now we're living. How's that?
Got a letter the other day from a kid named Zach. Zach's just 6 years old. I don't have the letter with me right now. Frankly, I'm having a hard time staying organized here lately, but I remember it word for word. It was a beautiful piece of correspondence. It said, "Dear Mike, my name's Zach and I'm 6 years old and I was wondering what your favorite animal was." I love that letter. It just gets right to the point and it's a good question. Something for y'all to think about if you're gonna write me letters. Brief and good questions. Why is it a good question? Because I've had the great good fortune over the last 6 years or so to come face to face with many of nature's most magnificent creatures, and it's difficult, really, to provide a snappy answer to that question. I mean, the camel was certainly fascinating. I can still remember it foaming up at the mouth right there in the process of the, what you call your in flagrante delecto.
This, sometimes it goes 20 minutes.
Get out of here.
Minutes, yeah. He hasn't done it in a long time, so he might take his time today.
And I can still remember it peeing.
No one touches me when I pee. I'm Clyde. Still peeing. Still peeing. You're remarkable.
A camel can pee for 5-6 minutes at a time, it seems like. To the point where it really does make me wonder if its hump is simply a result of all its urine stored up in one place.
And he's still going. That's good. Dave, give that thing a shake, would you?
Now, I'm tempted to tell you about the wallaby, because the wallaby is an adorable creature, kind of like a cousin to the kangaroo. Except, Zach, I'll tell you something. A wallaby I met kicked me right in the testicles.
Jeez. Don't.
Now, you're only 6 years old, and I'm not sure if you've been kicked there. And even if you have been, I'm not sure it mattered. But later in life, it will. And no matter what creature kicks you there, you'll remember it and cross it off your favorite list. I guess what I'm going to go with is the tiger. Now, the tiger is a fascinating creature. Most people in zoos know that if you breed a lion with a tiger, you get a liger. It's pretty much my favorite animal right there. But when I learned that you could breed a liger back to a tiger and get a tiger, then I was intrigued until I met it and had to do stuff to it. Anyway, I'll show you the footage of me meeting a tiger for the first time because no one's ever seen it before, ever.
I first encountered one of these bizarre creatures when I was visiting Scott Edwards at the Sharkarosa Wildlife Ranch in Pilot Point, Texas.
So, Scott, there's a tiger in the trailer?
There's a tie liger.
What is a tie liger?
A tie liger is a lion bred to a tiger
then the offspring is bred back to a tiger. So two-part tiger.
What do you do with a Thai liger?
Well, we're going to take her for a walk. We're going to check her out. She was in a pen with another one at a zoo. She came from a zoo where her mate was beating her up. So we pulled her out of there. We're going to give her an exam, wash her down, check her for anything, and then we'll replace her at another zoo.
This is a real actual, I mean, fully clawed, toothed?
Yep, she's got all her claws. She's 100%. Look at those paws. That looks good to me.
Dude, this is all on you, dude.
Are you ready?
I'm
So I learned they're hybrid predators. But I'm not sure why I'm climbing into a cage with one.
Are you ready?
Seriously, I don't know, man. What's the danger factor?
Well, it's a tiger. It's a meat eater. It's a carnivore. But other than that, I think we're fine. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Cubby! Here, Cubby! Here, Cub. What is it? Mike, where are you?
I'm right here, man. You're doing great.
You got my back,
Scott. You have such a future in this Thai liger business. Boggles the mind.
We're going out this way.
Are we?
Yep.
No, seriously. Yeah? All right.
Don't let go of your Thai liger.
Somehow, I ended up with a steel chain and a Thai liger less than a foot away from me. Not comfortable.
What's the Thai liger's name?
Kobe. It's actually from Cobalt. It's a hybrid steel, and so since she's a hybrid cat, we named her Kobe.
It's also a kind of beef, I believe.
Kobe beef? Yeah. I think it's cheese.
Is it? That's Colby. Why breed a lion and a tiger together, or did it just happen in the wild?
Originally, no, it doesn't happen in the wild. They're from two different continents, Africa and India. People do it because it gives a bigger, tamer animal. A Thai liger can get up to about 1,000 pounds, and they have a better attitude. They're easier to work with.
How old is this animal?
She is about 5 months old.
And why is she not attacking us?
Well, because she's been raised. She was bottle raised, so she's imprinted on people. She's not afraid of us, but not going to attack us either.
Can she smell the fear on me?
Probably.
Coming up.
She was a good girl, so give her a treat.
You give it to her.
I'm all for giving animals snacks.
Yeah, enjoy.
I just don't want to be on the menu.
All right, slow her up. Show her who's the boss.
Yes. Yes, you're the boss, Thai Liger. You just happen to have a chain on you, but you're still the boss.
You never walked a Thai Liger before, did you?
First time today.
Here at Sharkarosa, they don't breed hybrid animals like Kobe, but they do take care of them in transit. So we head to the cleaning area for a better look.
Thai Liger. Crap.
Here, Scott brings Kobe a little too close for comfort.
It's all good.
Seriously? Really?
Right here, rub her on the face. She's real sweet.
There you go.
She's just like a big puppy. A really big house cat.
She's not like a big puppy.
Oh, she just wants to play.
Does she want to play?
She just wants to play.
Play with her teeth? Okay.
She hardly ever bites. She's got some poo on her. We're going to clean her up. Just make sure she doesn't have any cuts.
Sure. Kobe. So, shall I direct the water onto the saliva?
Don't get it in her ears.
By all means.
What's that?
Don't get it in her ears.
Not in her ears.
No, she gets really cranky.
You want to start with the butt then?
Sure. If you're a butt guy, start there.
Kind of rub it in as you wet her so it gets it wet all the way down to the...
Do I? Where's the shampoo?
Suds it up.
How often does a Thai liger get a bath?
Well, every time we have an animal come in from another facility, we always like to give it a bath, make sure it doesn't have any mites or ticks or cuts or anything. This way we get a chance to check it out.
Right.
I think she likes you.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's great. I hope you're right. You like that? Like that on your big paws?
All right, we're going to do the undercarriage. Do you want to hold her or do you want to scrub her?
Take a wild guess.
You want to scrub her.
Do I?
Yeah.
That was the wrong guess, man.
All right, let's go. We got poop down here. See that claw on her?
Yeah, I sure do.
Now, tigers have retractable claws. They come in and out.
Uh-huh.
Some animals have semi-retractable.
And that's, hey, look, it's all good. And it's with a claw.
Easy.
Seriously, dude?
He's okay.
They don't like to be on their back because that's their vulnerable side. Their stomach.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The tiger, not
I'm sorry, man, but I got my whole vulnerable side going on.
I'll hold her up for you.
Yep. Okay, ready?
Clear up, clear up.
There we go. I know, it's weird. It's weird for everyone. Weird for everyone, Kobe.
The job is simple. Clean a tiger. And so I will clean a tiger.
Somebody likes that. Now we're living.
I just feel as though we've just crossed into a weird place.
She looks good. She looks good. Why don't you sit here and hold her for a minute?
All right.
I'll be back.
Where the heck is Scott gone?
Out.
Don't leave me with the wild animal.
Kobe may be a hybrid, but her claws are sharp.
Hi, Kobe.
And she apparently has one more surprise for us.
Watch out, she's squirting on Troy.
Aw, great, Troy. A little too much stimulation back there. Took it pretty hard on the right leg.
All right, she was a good girl, so give her a treat.
You give it to her.
What? Look what Uncle Mike got you.
Yeah, enjoy.
Hey, you hear that crunching sound?
I do.
That's the bones. She not only eats the chicken, but she eats the bones. She gets calcium and important nutrients out of the bones of the animals that she kills. Those jaws are powerful enough to crush, a bone the size of our arm or even our leg when they're full grown easily. Any questions, Mike?
This actually sums it up pretty good. Some days you're the tiger, some days you're the chicken. You know? Luck of the draw, right?
Hey, how are you? I am about 300 feet up in the air on top of a windmill. I don't do this kind of thing a lot, but when I need your help, I'll go to virtually any lengths or heights to get it. We are, once again, out of dirty jobs. I know you've been hearing this over and over for a long time, and I know you probably thought for a while I was exaggerating, but I'm telling you, I'm really not. Haven't had an original idea now in nearly 3 years that this crazy show is going to stay on the air any longer. I'm going to need for you to take a personal interest. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. All right? Do I have to stand up? Do I have to stand up and beg you? Do I have to teeter? Do I have to unhook myself? What level of risk do I need to take to impart to you the level of seriousness that I'm facing right now? Look, you want to see something totally illegal? I'm not supposed to do that, but you're supposed to go to discovery.com/dirty jobs. Now, thank you.
Good morning, honey. Now I'm paving a road in Nebraska. You want me to stop in a taxi on the way home to pick up milk and eggs from paving a road in Nebraska? Okay. No, it's a perfectly reasonable request.
Is this a sand hill?
Hello? Not now, Mom. It's a quiz. The stakes have never been higher. I don't want you to not care. I want you to care as much as me.
Okay, I care as much as you.
C plus.
Not a bit more, not a bit less.
It's pass fail. It's TV, okay? Let's all just get a grip on our standards.